Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Aleph. And we're holding at the very top of the Yomid where the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi is responding to a question that was asked yesterday in the Gemara. You recall that we started off our new perek, that Gid Anoshe is Shayich both by the Yerech Yemin and by the Yerech Smol. But you'll also recall that we had Rabbi Yehuda from Abraisa that it's only noyig by one of the two. Let's go back to that braisa just for a moment. It's about 6-7 lines into the wide lines on Tzadik Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Masisa Loikreb Yehuda, our Mishnah that says that the din of Gid Anoshe applies to both the right and to the left hind legs, is not like Reb Yehuda, because the sign of Yehuda Omer ain't a noyig ela bi achas, only one of them. Vadas mechras eshal yemin. And the das is machriya, points in the direction of the right leg. And the Gemara said that this lashon vadas mechras is kind of an interesting lashon. See, boyilahu mifshit pshita leiv Rabbi Yehuda. Is it a davar pashit? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the right leg. Umay das toira. When he says das mechras, means he has rayas from psukim. We'll get to those psukim later on in Yetz Hashem in today's shir. Or Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I still don't know. I'm not sure. Umay das noite. Das noite means that logically it makes sense to say that it's the right one and not the leg one. But I don't really have a full-blown, crystal-clear raya from the Torah. So I have a shaila. When Rabbi Yehuda says that it's das machras shel yamin, does he mean halacha lemaisa taka, it's the right one? Or even after the das machras, it's still a suffix in Rabbi Yehuda's mind. It's Toshima. So we tried to bring a rai yesterday from a halacha related to Pesach. If you remember, we mentioned that this was Brother Shai's point earlier on in yesterday's shir. What does it say? It says that what happens after Seder night, you're left with some of the carbon Pesach. You don't go and burn it the first day of Yontif because ain't sarf and kudish and beyontif, but rather you push it off until first day chalamoid. So you have any atzameis, bones, you have any gidim, you have any noiser, Yisrael Yishisha also go and burn it the morning of chalamoid. And then the Gemara asked, what's the definition of the word gidim? If you're talking about normal, regular gidim, which are gidei basa means that these sinews or these tendons are so soft that you can eat them just like meat. No, so why didn't they eat it at Pesach night? Why are we burning it? Elamai diayater, they didn't have a chance to eat everything up. They had so much matzah and so much wine and so much murar, they just didn't have any room for these gidim. No, hainan oyser, already says in the braisa, atzomis vagidim vahan oyser. So ibazoi, ela gidetzavar. Gidetzavar means those jugular veins which are in the neck, which are very, very thick. If they are not basa, in other words, if they are inedible, because like they're a piece of wood, then just throw them away. Why are we burning these gidim? Says Rav Chisda must be talking about the Gid Anoshe. Valib Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Einin Noyig Ela Bi'achas. He holds the Gid Anoshe only applies to one, meaning to the Yemin, and not to both. So what's the raya to our question? Zok Timar. If you're going to go and tell me that Rabbi Yehuda, even today, still has a sofik shapir, so I don't know which one you're allowed to eat, I don't know which one you're not allowed to eat. So you know what the Torah says? Says the braisa, you got to go and burn it. You can't go and throw it out because maybe you're allowed to eat it. You can't go and eat it because maybe you're not allowed to eat it. So what do? Burn it first day chalamay. So that makes a lot of sense. If you hold Allah alamaiser of Yehuda holds, the Yemin is osir, it's a shtik, gid anoshe, treif, chulila, don't even think about eating it. Masha enke, when you're talking about the left one, you're allowed to eat it. So Frank Timora, the Tera, the left one, lechle, he should have eaten it on Seder night. And as far as the right one, the Surah Lishanjit, throw it away. So I don't understand, says the Gemara, why are you leaving it until the 16th in the morning to burn? Muzduch zayin, that it is a sofik. Ad hayoyim azes, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know which one you can, which one you can't. So therefore, just burn both of them on the 16th to be on the safe side.
Isn't a bezoyon of kachim just throw it away? Even if it were something that you should throw away, shouldn't you burn it as cover of kachim?
The Gemara holds that it's not necessary. The throwing away doesn't mean necessarily in the waste bin. You'll recall that yesterday we had two different shitois of the Tanoim and Amiroim. One of them says that you should go and throw it on the tapuach, on top of the mizbeach. It doesn't necessarily burn there. Maybe it's still hot, but it's not the sreifa. It's on the tapuach, and then eventually they're going to cart it away, chutz lemachna. Or the other man, the Yoma, says you're going to put it into the amas hamayim. The Amas HaMayim will let it flow together with all the other, the blood and the shmaltz. Anything else that falls to the ground all goes through the Amas, the Amas. So we don't mean, you're correct, we don't mean to throw it out in a unpleasant, unnice fashion. We mean in accordance with the normal rules and regulations with such items. But anyway, but bottom line is, the Choyra, I have a raya that it's svukim esapkale, and that's why we're burning it on the first day Chol HaMoed. Amar Avikar Bar Chanina, no nishkaraya. It could be talking about kishahukru v'lepsoif nizarva. The truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yehuda knows halacha lemaisa, that the right one is gidanosha and is aser, the left one is not gidanosha and it's mutter. So what is this burning on the 16th? It's talking about where they made a mistake. They took the two ginanoshes, put it on the table, and then they turned around and came back. Oy, which is the right one? Which is the left one? Which is the left one? Which is the right one? After all, they're identical. This is just from the right leg, this is from the left leg, but otherwise, they look exactly the same. So in such a case, where you don't know which one is which, then you have to go and burn it on the 16th. And the Gemara now gives two similar tirutzim onto Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph Rav Ashi Omar. Or maybe l'shumnoi, meaning we're not talking about the ginanosh itself, but talking about the shuman. As you know, shuman means kosher chaylev. So the ginanosh is embedded on the kaf hayorech in the midst of a whole bunch of kosher chaylev, which we call shuman. Okay, but that's min hatoyre that it's kosher. The chachamim said, you know what, since it's kind of infested with the ginanosh in it, stay away. Not only don't eat the ginanosha, don't even eat any of that shuman, which is arum, which surrounds that ginanosha. Just stay away. And therefore, the sign we learned in the Braisa, shumnoi mutter, the actual shuman min ha-toira is really mutter. Yisrael kedoshim noagu by iser. Yisrael kedoshim is referring to Chazal that put on an iser al midrabanan, and therefore they said, you know, just to be on the safe side, stay, you know, dalet amos away from the ginanosha. Don't even eat the shuman arum and arum. So since I'm not allowed to go and eat it, so what am I going to do with it? I can't throw it out because min ha-toira, I'm allowed to eat it. So if I'm allowed to eat it, I can't just put it into the yoma or throw it onto the tapuach or something like that. So rather, what do we have to go and do? We have to go and burn it. On the one hand, I cannot eat it because the rabbanan said it's osur, but on the other hand, I can't just discard it because the Torah says you can eat it, so that's why you have to go and burn it. Ravina Omer, Ravina gives a very similar teretz. Loi nitzricha elik Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Yom Rav Yehuda Mishmul. Shnei gidin hein, penimi, samach li etzim is osir, v'chayyavan olav. Chitzin samach li basir, osir v'ein chayyavan olav. What the Gemara is telling us is that each one of the two legs of the animal has in it two gidin. One gid is called the gid ha-penimi, the other one is called the gid ha-chitzin. Rashi goes into a little bit of explanation what the differences are, but the two basic differentiations that Rashi makes is, number one, the gid ha-panimi, which is the real gid ha-nosha, that is nice and long and goes all the way down almost to the feet of the animal. That is number one. And number two, the reason why it's called panimi is because it is situated at that part of the leg which faces the second leg. In other words, l'havdol, just like we human beings, Baruch Hashem, have two legs. If you had a vein in front of the leg or in back of the leg, that wouldn't be called the panimi. But rather, it's on the side of the leg, the side that faces the corresponding second leg of the individual. That's why it's called panimi. It's there in the middle. So it's the panimi, the one that's in the middle, as one as well as the fact that it's very long. That's the one that's the bona fide ginanosha. But then there's a shorty, which is called the chitzain, which is much shorter than the panimi, and it's also not situated in the same place. Anyway, that min hatoira is mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. But once again, just like the Shuman that we spoke about a moment ago, the Chachomim put a gzeira on it. Not only don't eat the gid ha panimi, which is a gid ha nasha, but don't go and eat the gid ha chitzain either. Oh, so it's about those gidim that we're talking about in that braisa that we learned, Hatamis va'gidim, va'noisi yisro l'shisha asar, which ones? We're talking about the gid ha chitzain. Why didn't you eat it? Because midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. So why don't you just throw it out? Because men atayir, you are allowed to eat it, and therefore you should be eating it. So now that we're going to leave it over until the 16th, it's going to have a din of a noiser min hatoira. You didn't do anything wrong. The Chacham said you're not allowed to eat it, but you can't just discard it either. You have to go and burn it on the 16th. Is it for the raya that we just tried to bring from the braisa down below about the 16th that we go and burn the gidin? No raya. So Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from another braisa. Ochel mizek hazayis, umizek hazayis. Mizeh umizeh means the two back legs of the two hind legs of an animal. You ate a kezayis from one, meaning from the right one. You ate a kezayis from the left one, and now you ate two kezayisim altogether. Och mizek kezayis, mizek kezayis. So what happens now? And of course, we're talking about that there was a hasro, and Rashi says, boshet, there were two hasrois, and you had two achilois. He ate one of them for breakfast, he ate one of them for lunch. Each time two edim came and said, no, you're not allowed to go and eat from this. And he ate it nevertheless. And the Tanakama is like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah holds that you're chayiv both on the Yerech HaYemin and the Yerech HaSmoil, and therefore Soifik Shmoinim he's going to go and get two times Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Oima in Soifik Al Araboim, you only get one time Malkus. Aha, well, it's pretty clear why only one time, because since he ate both from the right and from the left, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayiv on one of them, so you only get one Malkus, you don't get two Malkus. But the question is, why do you even get one Malkus? If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda has decided once and for all, crystal clearly, that the halacha is the tzad yemin, that's the real gidanasha. The tzad smoil is not a gidanasha. Okay, so he's only going to get Malkus on the bad guy, on the gid hayemini, and not the gid hasmali. But Eliyamr Sifuki Mesapkala, he doesn't know what the halacha is, whether it's the yemin or whether it's the smoil. Havi lo asra asavik. Vishamina le Rabbi Yehuda diyom asra asavik lo yishmo hasra.
But he ate both,
but not b'nishim achas, not b'basachas. So if, for instance, he ate one of them for breakfast, he's eating from the right one, and two edim come over and say, hey, get anosha, you're not allowed to be oyven isser, you're going to get Malkus. He said, I don't know that this is the right one, and I don't know that this is, in other words, the halachic gid hanosha. Maybe it's the left one. And so therefore, I don't know that what you're saying is true. So he eats it, he makes a brucha, and he eats the gid hanosha for breakfast. Then it comes now lunchtime. And again, the same edim or other edim come and they say, hey, don't eat from that gid hanosha, because that might be the real gid hanosha. But maybe not. Maybe the one I ate this morning was a gid hanosha. So each one of them is asra asafik. Asra asafik says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loy shmo hasra. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda holds loy shmo hasra? This anya. Hikazeh v'chazv hikazeh. Kilazeh v'chazv kilazeh. Hikashnei mebasachas. Oishikilashnei mebasachas. Chayv. We had this Gemara, if you remember, about a week ago, and the Gemara is talking about a person who, we have a suffix who his father is. Why do we have a suffix who his father is? Because his mother got a get, Rachmano Litzlan, and then she's supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries, and she did not wait. And as a result, she went and immediately married the next day, and she became pregnant, and now 7 months later, she has a baby. The question is that 7 months to the Bala Hasheni, the Zivik Sheni, or is it really 9 months to the Zivik Rishon? In other words, she was already pregnant 2 months at the time of the get, and then she married the second one, and therefore it's 9 months altogether. 2 plus 7 is 9. I don't know which is the right father. That's why always wait 3 months. As Barry pointed out when we learned this last time, the same halacha also applies to an Alman and Almana, but if it would be an Almana, we wouldn't have a problem of the first husband, because the first husband would be in the Beis HaChaim. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar. So this fellow, he is a Groysa Machmir. He doesn't like to go and have kulis. He wants to make sure that he's hitting the right father. So what do? He hit both of them. Or kilezeh, he chas v'sholom gave, and he cursed the first one, and he cursed the second one. Or he kishnei v'basachas. So in other words, until now, we were not talking about basachas. It was hika one, and then v'chazer v'hika. Now is he kishnei v'basachas. How can you go and hit both of them at one time? Because a person has two hands, and both of them were standing next to each other, and he gave a zetz to each one of them, one with the right hand, one with the left hand. Or he shekilu shleim v'basachas, he gave a klola to both of them. Chayiv, in all of these cases, he's chayiv. Rabbi Yudhoimer, v'basachas, you're chayiv. Zechazeh is potur. Now, what's the swara? Very simply, because you're not going to go. And the reason why the Gemara put the hikazeh and the kilazeh, although the Brisa doesn't tell us, but the Torah says mois yumas. You get chas v'sholom misa for either hitting a father. Of course, it has to be a hakosh yesh bo chabura, that there is some blood that flows either internally or externally. Yeah, not just for a small little patch. Of course, you're not supposed to do a small little patch either. 100%. But in terms of getting misa, it's got to be a koshiyesh b'chabura, or that he made a klolo rachmon litzlan, then he gets misa. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, ibasachas, if he did it together at the same time, chayiv. Why? Because the Edom are screaming at him, Mishigna, these two people, one of them is your father, I don't know which one, but one of them is your father, don't go and hit him and don't go and curse him, you'll be chas v'shalom get misa. And therefore, he went and did both of them at the same time. So it's no longer Asroa Safik. It's Asroa Vadai. Because one of them is for sure his father. On the other hand, Bezeach Hazef, it was one after the other. And there were two separate Asroas, one and then the next one. Then he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Asroa Safik, Lav Shmo Hasra. So, Ibazoi, by uns, why do we say the country of Yehuda ain't a Safik Ela Arboy? If you're going to go and tell me Mifshit Pshitale that it's the right one, the right Giranosha, okay, that's why he only gets one time Malkus, because he only ate one Giranosha. But if you're going to tell me I'm not sure whether it's the right one or the left one or the right one, it's a Chasovik, it's the Chasroa Sovik, and if he eats it at two separate times, Zeh Acher Zeh, he should be Potter. Why would he be Mechuyev Arboim? So the Chayr can be Poshit crystal clearly from this price that the Rebuta holds, that it's Mifshit Pshitale, and that's why he only gets one time Malkus on the Amini, not on the Smali. Very, very simple, a good Tishtarka Rai. Says Yimar, no, you have no Rai. Haytana Sabalak Idach Tana Rabbi Yehuda. As we recall, there are Machloikis Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. What did the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, really paskin? Did he hold Asra Sofik? Lav Shmo Asra, like we just said now. Or did he hold Asra Sofik? Shmo Hasra. Now, why would I think Rabbi Yehuda hold the Asra Sofik Shmo Asra? This idea, because we have a Braisa. Now we're talking Taka Legabi Hilchis Noiser. So it says about the carbon. Don't leave it open until the morning. So now, normally I would go and think, since a person is Oiva the Isser of Noiser, he should go and get Petch, he should go and get Malkus. So the Braisa tells us two reasons why you would not get Malkus. Number one. That's the famous rule of Lav Hanitik La'asei. Lav Hanitik La'asei means that the Torah says that the remedy for this Lav is not to give the guy Petch, but rather Ba'esh Tisrifel. Therefore, no din of giving Malkus. Rabbi Yanka Baba, Loi Min Hashem, who said, that's not the reason. After all, Noiser is the classic case of a person sitting on his hands and not doing anything. It's a Shevi Al Taisa. The only time that the trader was Machayev Malkus is with something Bekumbase, that you do a positive act, but it's really a negative act, meaning that it's not omission, it's commission. And therefore, that's why you go and get Malkus. But if it's just omission, that you didn't eat, and you sat on your hands and didn't eat, you fasted that night, so then that's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, ain't like an olak. Now the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda give the reason of, because it's a lav anitik la'asei, I have a much better reason. And the reason is because it's hasroas sofik. Why is it hasroas sofik? Says Rashi, because every single moment that the two Edom come to him and say, hey mister, make sure to go and eat the carbon. He says, I got plenty of time. What are you screaming at me? I can eat until Aloysa Shachar, until the next morning, or at least until Chatzois. So I got time. They're going to come back 10 minutes later. I got time, I got time, I got time. So each time, we don't know whether he's going to be over or not, and that's why it's called Asra Safi. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had to come on to a new time because of Lava Nitik Lasei, is the chasim that this Reb Yehuda holds. Hasra Safik Shmo Hasra. That being the case, says the Gemara, going back to our earlier brisa, Ochel Mizek Kazayis or Mizek Kazayis, we wanted to go and bring a raya that it must be the Reb Yehuda holds Mifshet Pshitele, because if he holds it, it's a Safik. Which one is the real Ginat Nasha? Then each time it will be Asra Safik, and Asra Safik Lav Shmo Asra. So Timur name that brisa goes according to the Reb Yehuda that holds that Asra Safik Shmo Hasra. Ah, since a source of Shema Asra could very well be its dark is still a suffix, and that's why he goes and gets malchus. Look at what I'm writing. Toshima. Ochel beis ginum mi beis yerechois, mi beis behemois. You have now two ginum from two yerechois, from two separate animals. Why do we say it's two separate animals? Says Rashi, to clarify that we're not talking about two yerechois of the same animal, and he's eating from the yerech yamin and the yerech smoil, but rather he's eating from two separate animals, says Rashi, that means yemini of the first one, and yemini of the second one, and he ate both of them. What's it in? Says the Tanakama, Safik Bey. How about if you ate two ginah noshes, according to Tanakama, you don't have to come on to two behemoths. Even in one behemoth, he would eat the yemini and the smoli, he would get shmoinim, because the Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the din of ginah noshes applies to both legs. But the Kuvid Rabbi Yehuda says the Tanakama, fine, we're talking about two yamins, one from Behemoth number one, number two, and therefore he gets two times Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, you mean the Sefer Eloboim, he only gets 40 altogether. Oy, 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 oy. Meaning only one time Malkus. Break the mark. Midika Omar, mi beis yerechos, mi beis behemoth, since we're insisting to talk about two yerechos from two separate animals, pshita de trevayu li yisura, it must mean that both of them are the isra, meaning both of them are the yemini. Because if you're telling me that maybe from behemoth number one is the yemini, and from behemoth number two is the smali, what do you have to talk about two behemoths for? Just talk about the first behemoth and say the yemini and the smali together. And therefore, it's pshita. Never to shmilai bezich the minion, fulfill the minion. The drive is on. Anyway, yaba alish lufin. Anyway, sezuk dimur is nochma. Midikoma beis yerechem beis behemish pshita drabai li sura. Both of them are iser, meaning the right one from the first behem and the right one from the second behem. Oy bazoi. And what does it say? Contribute Yehuda that he gets malchus. Ul Rabbi Yehuda itzrich that he says drabai li sura. And that we have to talk about two behemoths is because we're talking Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Tanakama, we don't need to talk about two behemoths. We can talk about one behemoth and Travayu Li'isura, the right and the left. Oh, so we must be talking about Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about two separate behemoths. And each behemoth has a yamini. And the person ate up both yaminis. Zukti Mura is a bezoi shma mino. From this I see, Mishra Pshitale. It must be that it's a double fashion to him that the Yemini is the one that is Osir, and that's why he's Soifik Yesuar Boim. Because if he's not sure, maybe if he ate two Yeminis, maybe the Yeminis are all kosher. Kosher the Mahadrin. And the only two which are apostle are the two Smolis. The fact that we're giving him Malkis on the Yemini, Muzdach Zayim that he holds the Yemini, that is the one that's Treif, Feh, Usir, Ginanoshim. So l'chayru would been poishet our shayla mifshe pshitalei. Frey Timura, 1 second. The pshitalei, if it's such a dover pasha to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the right one, a maisoifik mem, v'suloi, l'ki pei. After all, he ate two treifa gira noshes, he should go and get double malchus, one for the first behema, one for the second behema. And for the Maracha Maiskin, he's going, the last boy kizayis. It's talking about that one of the two times he did not eat a kazayis. In other words, that we have here two behemoths, and he ate for the first behemoth, he ate a kazayis of gira nosha, and the second behemoth, he ate the gira nosha, but it was less than a sheer kazayis. So we must be talking about lemoshel a keves or an ace, a klein shiga behemola, a small behemoth, either a little lamb or a little goat, a chat gadya, and he ate from that the two giranoshes. In one case it was a full kazayis, in the other case it was not a kazayis. So that's why, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're only going to get arboim, you're only going to get malchus on the kazayis. So then you're going to ask me, to why did the Rabbanan hold you get shmoinim if it was less than a kazayis? To sign you have a braisa. A choloi, the ain by kazayis, a choloi means he ate the ganze giranoshe from top to bottom. from.
So why is it a beria? Why is it a whole zach? It should be like eating an amola.
Exactly. Beautiful. Shkoyach Bari for explaining the Gemara so beautifully. That's why the Tana Kama Taka holds, even though Ein by Kazayis, Chayiv Yer Chayiv, two times Malkus. One on the Gidanosha that had a Kazayis, and one on the other one because he ate a full beria just like an Amola, just like you explained so beautifully.
A beria doesn't eat by itself. It has an entire name, it has a label of the entire substance.
Exactly.
An entire name. The Torah defines it. It's like defining it like a beria, like a whole thing.
If you go down six or seven lines from where we're holding in the Gemara, into the Rashi, you see the Rashi, the last word on the line is Acholoi. Do you have that, Rabbi Isai? Acholoi. Gid shalem chayiv ki'oichel nemola, like eating up an ant. Kolshu, even though the ant is so small, you're still chayiv. Well, it's not a kezayis. Mishum deberyu v'choshev iser. So the Tana Kama says that a gid anosha is also, since you ate a gid shalem from beginning to end, that you're also chayiv, even if it's less than a kezayis. But Bill says, come on, how can you compare it to nemola? Nemola is a living thing. A gid anosha doesn't creep around and run around. No, I disagree that by the case of the Gid Anosha, you have to have a Kizayis. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds in this case, you only have one time Malkus and not two times Malkus. So bottom line is, we've been poishit our Shaila, the Taka Mifshit Pshitalei, to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the Yemini and not the Smoli. And therefore, normally, if you would get two Hasrois to eat two Yeminis, one for breakfast, one for lunch, Avada, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tana Kama, you'd be soifik shmoinim, two times Malkus. The reason why there's only one time Malkus, because one of them was a klein shigel. It was a small little kiranasha. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a kezayis. So if you added a little bit more, we'd have a kezayis. But it's not a kezayis, and therefore, you're only chayim one time, and not both times. So with this, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi said, we've now been poishit our shayla mifshib shitalei le Rabbi Yehuda. Now, remember, when we started off the Iboilu, it's a mifshib shitalei le Rabbi Yehuda, umay das, das toira. The question is, what is the definition of das toira? Das toira means, he has a mokor, a source from the toirak noisha. So where is that source, Rabbi said? So now we have a machloikis for amiroim. Where does Rabbi Yehuda take that source from? The time of my. Omer Rava, Omer Krat says in the pasuk, Al Kein La Yoich Bnei Yisrael Eskin Anosha Asher Al Kaf Ha Yorech, with a capital Hey, a Hey Ha Yedir. That Hey Yedir says how you manage to be Yorech, not just any Yorech. It's got to be the Amina, you got to be the right one. Right is always considered to be more Choshev, and especially we know from Mamush Legabi and Metzoyra that when you're going and doing the application of the Dam and of the Shemin, it says Al Yode Ha Yimonis, Al Ragle Yimonis. Boyin Yodi Yemanis, Boyin Ragle Yemanis, and the Oize Yemini. So typically, whenever referring to doing something special regarding one of the pieces, the anatomy of an individual, and Lahavdul of a Bahaima, we're referring to the Yemini. So it says, Ha Yorech, we mean the right one. That was one pshat. Rabbanon, Ahu de Pashin Yisuri Bekule Yerech, Lafuki Chitzin Deloy. So why do the Rabbanon disagree? After all, the Rabbanon say that the Din of Gid Anosha applies both to the regular Hayemini and to the regular Smoli. No. The Hayorech has come to exclude that Gid HaChitzai. Remember, we had at the top of the Yomid, the Gid HaPnimi is the long one, which is a Pnimi. It faces the leg right next to it. The Gid HaChitzai is much smaller and does not go and face the other one. So, Min HaToyra Gid HaChitzai is Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. The Rabbanan said, you know what, there's going to be confusion, you won't know the difference between this kid and that kid, therefore, they're both osir mid Rabbanan, but min ha-toira, it's mutter. So that's the ha-yorech to go and tell you, this one, the pnimi, and not the chitzai. Reb Shuba Levi, Omakra, I have another raya, the toira machras, what's the das toira machras? Omakra, sheit in the posik, after all, the whole gid anosha is from the master of Yankov Avini, together with the Sar Sorish Ledoim, it says Behe Ofkoi Imai. If you have the Oiskim and Torah Ora Shalim, the Yarki Leocholai, the Yigab Kaf Yerecha, the Teka Kaf Yerech Yankai, Behe Ofkoi Imai. So what is the right of Me Ofkoi Imai? The Gemara learns the word He Ofkoi means that the two are clinging together to one another. Ka'odam Shechoivik Es Chaveroi. Choivik normally would mean that he's giving a chibuk the nishuk, meaning that he's embracing and he's hugging him. Here, the Sorei Shel Esav was not hugging him, but he was wrestling with him. But when you wrestle with someone, you also kind of grab him from a room in a room all around. And Yaakov Avinu was apparently on the skinny side, and this Sorei Shel Esav had lange hand, so therefore his right hand was facing the left hand of, and the left leg of Yaakov Avinu, but by putting his hand all around him, Yodi Magas Lekaf Yemina Shel Chavera, even though it's on the other side of the anatomy, he takes his hand, puts it around the back of Yaakov Avinu, goes down to the leg, and whilst he's there in the leg, he plays with the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, and Al-Kain Le-Yoychul B'nei Yisrael Yira Noshim. So that's how we know, that's the Raya from the Pasuk, that it's the Regel HaYemini and not the Regel HaSmoli. So we have two Mekoyris then to Reb Yehuda, who said Mifshep Shitalei, either from the HaYorech or from the HeOvkoi Imai. That the Kaf, the HaYorech, we took already, what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold, like we said before, that it comes L'mayit Es HaChitzoi. What are the Rabbanan going to do with Behavke Imai? We'll see in Metshem in another couple of lines. Zogti Moriyetz, that it, now we have a machloikis exactly how it was. Until now, Behavke Imai means that they wrestled, that he grabbed him from both sides. However, Shmuel Banachmeni Omar, Ki Oivi Kachovim Nidmalai, that the Yaakov Vinu looked at the Sorei Shel Esav and it appeared to him to be a goy. Oh. So what difference does that make? The Omar Mar, Yisrael Shnitmalai, Oivi Kachovim Baderech, If a Yid is traveling together with a goy, together from one place to the other, they're in the same wagon, the same caravan, the same train, whatever it happens to be. Be careful. Always make sure the goy sits to your right and not to your left. Why is that? Because we're assuming that the Yid is a righty, and we're assuming that the goy is also a righty. So if the goy has to shalom wants to start up with the Yid, he's going to have to bend over to go and touch the Yid. If he wants to take his sword, Lemushal Chas Shalom, or his knife, or whatever, he's going to have to go and stretch his hand to the other side, to the Yid. While for the Yid, he has the goy to his right. If Chas Shalom is a problem, he can go and kill him on the spot. So therefore, it's always good to have the goy on your right-hand side. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Kami Der Papa, Mishmei Der Rova, Bar Ula Omar, Ki Talmud Chochem Nid Maloi. No, Lehavdol, not like a goy, but like a Talmud Chochem. De Omar Marim Halach Li Min Rabbi Hari Zeb Bur. If a person is walking together with his Rebbe in the street, he should not walk to the right of his Rebbe, he should walk to the left of the Rebbe. So the person that's the honored, respected individual, the scholar, the Talmud Chochem, he's on the right side, and the Talmud is on the left side. If you do it the other way around, there is a bur. Bur means like a Loshen Amoret, but not Stamina Oret, it means a crude Amoret. It doesn't know, push it normal Derech Eret. Anyway, according to both of these, whether it's the reason is because it was Nidmaloi Kikoiv Kikhom or Nidmaloi Kitamat Chochem, therefore it wasn't the Heyovka Imai that he grabbed him a room in a room from, you know, he was embracing and wrestling with him, but rather he gave a zetz to the left hand side. In other words, he had the Sorei Shel Esav who looked like a goy or looked like a ruv, and he's standing next to Yaakov Avinu. He went and grabbed with his right hand or with his left hand the right thigh of Yaakov Avinu and caused the damage to the Kaf HaYorech.
Ah, you say,
yeah, what's up there?
Just a quick, since we're in the Rivri Yoel was a young man, went to the Avos Yisroel, and when he walked into the Tish, the Avos Yisroel told him to sit down on his
right side.
So Satan Rebbe walked in and said, even though it's against the Gemara, nobody knew exactly
which Gemara he was talking about.
So I said, they asked him what he said. He said, the Gemara is Zukta. Malach Amin Rabbi, he said, Bor.
Right.
So they asked him, so why did you sit down?
Right.
He said, Zukta, Bashlos, and Ashtaita Mahalach Amin Rabbi, Nishta Yosher, Hamahalach Amin Rabbi, Zukta, because Hamahalach Bedeirach, Altirgiz Vedurach, he's not learning, so he doesn't have that Haguna. But if he's Yosher, what the Gepasket make me up. That happened all in a month.
Very good, beautiful. So Rabbi Yoyle sat to the right of the Habas Yisrael. Rabbi Yoyle sat to the right of the Habas Yisrael. Sisu Laklin. So the Mantaira Machitna is just told a quick story, which I'll repeat to you in English for those of you had any difficulty with Yiddish. And that is the Habas Yisrael, who was the Vizhet Tzerebbe Zecha Tzadik Lekudish Lavrucha. He was going to fear Tish. and they were mechabed that Rabbi Yoilish, that's a satmar of a satmar Rebbe Zeichel Tzadim Kudosh Baruch Hu, so it's going to be his yotzat in another 8-9 days, that he sat to the right of Ahavas Yisroel. So then the question is, didn't we just say in the Gemara now that you're not allowed to go and sit to the right of the Rebbe, you should be sitting on the left of the Rebbe? So my Mechitin said that they asked the Ahavas Yisroel Rabbi Yoilish, why did he do that? He said, because it says in Gemara, Hama Halech Limin Rabbi, not Hayoshiv. Yoishiv is permissible. Why is Mahalach better than Yoishiv? Because by Mahalach,
because you're not learning, so you don't have Torah. So that's why you should.
Al-Tigizubadorach means that if you're walking together, make sure not to talk in Torah, because you talk in Torah, Al-Tigizubadorach. So then you don't have the Hagona of the Torah being Megin or Matzli. So therefore, don't walk to the right, you go and walk to the left. However, if you're Yoishiv, Kem Dachyor, and Lenin, you can talk to Torah, so Torah will be Megan. So therefore, this halacha of Harizei Bor doesn't apply. Shkoyach, very, very nice tickle Torah. But getting back to our Gemara now, so what does he do with the fact that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan hold that he didn't go behe Avka Imai, that he went and embraced him, but rather he was standing to the side? So Timara, Rabbanan Me'achoyri Asa, Venashia B'Travai. The Chachamim hold that this Sorishal Esav sneaked up to the back of of Yaakov Avinu, and he grabbed both legs from the back and he pulled on both of them. So therefore, that's why both Kid Hanoshes are also both on the right and from the Amin. But frankly, but the word Behe Avkoi, what does that mean? Rabbana Behe Avkoi Imai Mai Darshi Behe. What are they darshi from that? They were fighting one with the other for such a long period of time, and so intensely it caused the avak, meaning dust, which was on the ground, to go all the way up to the Shemayim. How do I know it went all the way up to Shemayim? It says behi avka imai uksevasim. There's another pasuk. This pasuk is in Nachum, which they done pasuk vanan avak or avak raglav vaanan, meaning there was a cloud of avak raglav because of the dust from his feet. So because they were fighting together, so the dust from down below rose up to the Shemayim. So therefore, Be'ofkei doesn't mean to cling to someone, to embrace, or to wrestle with someone, but rather it means that they fought until the dust started going up. Right. How did you get the name Ginanosha? Shenoshim imkoimoi v'ola. Nosha means that it got dislocated, and it started going upwards. This is a pasuk talking about Klal Yisrael, that unfortunately, because of their sins, their Giboyre Chayil, even those that were very, very strong among them, are now, their strength has waned, Nosha, they've lost it, and Hoyul Enoshim, then now they have the strength of women, not the strength of men. If you want to know the rest of the pusik, please look it up in Nach and look in the Rashi Mitzvahs. On Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Ma'ida Subishtayin Pusik, Dover Sholach B'Yakov V'Nofo B'Yisrael. What does that mean? Dover Sholach B'Yakov Zegir HaNosha V'Nofo B'Yisrael She'Poshet Yisura B'Chol Yisrael. What's bothering the Gemara is, after all, we're referring L'Choyre to the same Yaakov Avinu. Why does the Pusik refer to him with two different names? Dover Sholach B'Yakov V'Nofo B'Yisrael. Therefore the Gemara answers, Nofel be the Sholach B'Yakov is referring to the Gid HaNosha, that the Sorishal Esav grabbed that, and Sholach, like Shlichas Yad, he sent his hand to go and uproot the Kafa Yorich on by Yaakov Vino. That's why it says Yaakov. And as a result, and Ophel Yisrael, as a result of that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a halacha of Isser, which is Nispashit Bechol Yisrael. Okay, from Rabbi Yisrael, from here until the end of the daf, I know you're all going to be disappointed, but there's a lot of agadata. And much of this agadata is familiar to us because Rashi HaKudosh in Chimish already brings this agadata. So as you'll see. What is this referring to? This is Yosef HaTzadik that says to the Meltzarim, those at the Mishorsim, go and make sure that my brothers are coming for a seder, and my brothers are very, very machmir, and they only eat with the best hashkuchas, only mit the satmar hashkucha and others, and therefore make sure that it's kushe v'yushim. Utzvoyech tevach v'hochein ki iti yoichu anushim v'atzohoroi. Azoi shtait impusi. So says Yimar, what's tevach? Pra lehen beis hashchita. When you go and shecht, and now you're going to bring the food to the table, I want you to show them how it was slaughtered. It was not cut by going and taking a knife and just puncturing the lungs or puncturing the heart or cutting it down the middle or something, but show them the Beis HaShechita that they should see. I'm sorry? What was that? Everything okay?
We're asking why it's before Matan Torah, so that's why the Shechita wasn't a problem.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Rashi, in fact, addresses this and says, Rashi, that the Bnei Yisrael, all the Bnei Yaakov, were machmir on the Torah, even though the Torah had not been given yet. They were machmir, kachut asara, they knew what the Torah was. They had it from tradition, from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so they were very, very machmir to make sure to go and eat. Just to address, you see, if you look at the Rashi, fifth wide line down below. Upralehem beis hashchita shloyimru boser hanechira ani oichel. The people shouldn't say, oy oy oy, Yosef Atzadik, and now he's feeding us boser nechira. Boser nechira means boser that was not gishochten, but rather was just killed. Why? Lefish min Yaakov shoyimrei mitzvah saw you. Can you imagine? Even though the Torah was not given yet. They knew the mitzvahs, the Kabbalah from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
It's interesting because Yosef said the brothers were eating every Melachai when they ate from the Betrakoa. That's
the Tzibas of Ram.
I'm going to
run by one of the
other things.
It's up to you. It's interesting,
Yosef accused the brothers of eating every Melachai.
Yeah, I heard you. So how could that be?
They thought it was Bepakua. It was a Bepakua.
Menachai is not allowed by Bepakua. There was a whole thing
about Achila Machos Asuros. Yosef Dibasam Ra that he told Yaakov was Dibasam Ra, they're eating Machos Asuros.
You know, Barry and Brother Shai, you're talking apples and oranges. Barry's referring to the Vlad inside with the Ben Pekua. That's what he refers to, the Eiver Menachai. You, Brother Shai, are referring to the Eiver of that Ben Pekua that stuck his hands out prior to the Shechita. And you say, well, that Eiver Menachai, you're not allowed to go and eat, because Korav holds him, if it's hex there, it remains awesome forever, not like Rabbi Yochanan, right? But that's not what Barry's referring to. He's talking about Eiver Menachai that you opened up and you found the Ben Pekua. So some people say, oh, you didn't check it and you ate it. Yes, without Shechita. The answer is, it's not Eiver Menachai, because of Ben Pekua. That's what you're answering. Okay?
No, but we had that whole focus, whether you're allowed to, whether it requires Shechita, and we said it does require Shechita.
That's the machloikim between the Meir and the Rabbanan. The Meir holds Ben Pekua requires Shechita, Rabbanan holds it as not. We pass on like
but
Rabbanan.
Even the Rabbanan said we needed Shechita, so we shouldn't...
That was Exeter the Rabbanan. That Exeter the Rabbanan was clearly after Har Sinai. No, yeah, Midrabbanan. Not Minat Torah.
Those Rabbanans didn't exist yet.
That didn't exist. Okay, and even...
Okay,
so they don't have any kindness of them. They didn't... Okay. By the way, that you're talking about, that the even 5 years later, etc., that's a machloikis. It's not the Rabban. It's the Mishnah that you're referring to is back on Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph, where the Meir says in the bottom of the Omid that you do require Shechita Ben Pekua. The Chum says, no, Shechita is Ima Mitarasai, it's Machshir. Reb Shem Mizuri Yoimer, Afil Ben Chomishon, and Mechoy Reb Shad, Shechita is Ima Mitarasai. But we should go and be machmir anyway. But that was a third shita that is not the chachamim of our Mishnah. Anyway, but let's continue on. So the tvoyach tevach means open it up so they should see it was good gishachim. And then it says tvoyach tevach v'hachim. V'hachim means tul gira noshim ifneim shlep aros to gira noshim in their faces. They should see it that it's muchan umizuman to eat. They don't have to worry about tribering. Tribering in Yiddish means to go and devein, to go and take out the veins. It was already taken care of. Sure. Aha. We spoke about that yesterday, the day before, that there's a machloikis where the Gira Nosha is Nesel B'nei Noyach, because although it says in the Torah, Al-Kain Le-Yoichum Le-Yisrael, Gira Nosha Ad-Yoyim Azem, the question is, does it mean already from that time, for the times of Yaakov Avinu before Matan Torah, and we call Bnei Noach, we're really referring to Yidden. We call Bnei Noach because of before Matan Torah, or really that the Isser only applies after Matan Torah. Aye, so why does it say in the Pasuk Kein Le'yachu? It's telling Gal Shema Asid that later on, when there's going to be an Isser after Matan Torah, you're going to wonder where did this come from? Al Kein Le'yachu. Anyway, that's a machloikis which we're going to have further on Daf Kuf Im Yetz Hashem. And Yaakov was there all by himself, and that's when the social aces started up with him. Why was he all by himself? Because he had already been maver everything else before. Rashi says, if you look at the psukim, you see there that it says vayavar es ashaloi, that he had already had taken from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Vayikochem vayavirim es anochal vayavar es ashaloi. He had already taken ala bahaimis and all his other furniture and the large pieces of metalkalin. The only thing that he hadn't taken over yet were just the pachim ktanim, kleine zachen, small little things. So Timura, why did Yaakov Vina go back for the small things? He should have said, Hefker, let somebody else take it. It's a pachim ktanim. Mikal tzadikim shechov aleim amoinim yoisem migufam. That tzadikim have a chavivis for mamoin, even, how could that be? The kol kach lama. If he shame poishin yedein begezel. Unfortunately, people that are not tzadikim, we don't know anybody like that. But anybody that's chas v'shalom nishka tzadik, and is poishin yod begezel, so, it's as they say in English, easy come, easy go. How did he get it? By stealing it. Okay, so I lose it, you know, easy come, easy go. But you worked hard on it, and you schwitzed, and you put in extra hours, and you made money, oh, then every dollar, every penny saved is a penny earned, and you're very, it's very, very choshev. That's what he's saying, that Yaakov Avinu, being a great tzaddik, so even though he's a pachim tanim, everything has value, penny saved, penny earned, ain't pushing the emberkes. Bye.
Pachim Ketanim was the Bach Hashemen from Noah, that when the Yonah came back, he had the olive, they made olive oil, and then he put in a Bach, and that was the Bach Hashemen. Ultimately, it went to the Beit HaMikdash. Anyways, once I heard such a
myself. Okay, maybe it's a medrash like that. Sounds nice. Very nice. Right. Ve'yavik ish imay ad alois hashachar. Vos epis. Why does the pasuk tell us ad alois hashachar? Is that so important? Does it have to tell us until 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock? Who cares? Am Rav Yitzchak mikanu zaman chochem shaliyetz yichili b'layla. Come to tell you that Yaakov Avinu erred. He was mistaken in going out by himself at night. Why? Because they're unfortunately they're mazikim at night. That's why a person should be careful. Lo yetzi yichidi, you should only go out. You should not go out at night. You should only go out in the next morning after Lisha Shachar. If you look at the last Rashi, Rashi says Mikam Tamachochem Shir Yaakov Nishar Yichidi Vehuzak. Therefore, don't go out at night all by yourself, especially a Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham, then the mazikim, the Ruach Yisroel, they like to start up with the Talmid Chacham, so only in the morning. That's why, unfortunately, the social Esav had a shlita over Yaakov at night. Rebbe Bakana, Omer Mihocha, I have another rife, another posse, Mihocha, Shteitin Posse. Hinei hu zoyrez goyin hasa'oyre. This is referring to Boyaz. And now Naomi is telling Ruth that you can go and approach Boyaz there in the goyin, in the granary, in the barn, Ichweis. Why? Because he's not going to go home. It's the middle of the night. Now, here, Rashi doesn't say that the reason why you shouldn't go out at night is because of mazik or hezik, but rather says Rashi, because gnai hula tamid chacham lotzeis balayla. It's a gnai. What's the gnai? That unfortunately people who love to talk lushon hara are going to say, we saw Yankel HaKoyin, the Groyser Tzadik, and he's walking around at night in the streets. What do you think he's doing outside? You think he's looking for a gemurah in the street? Yeah. He's probably chas v'shalom doing ma'asim asher lo ye'osu. So therefore, clearly, the Gemara says, "Hinei zoyres koyin asa oyrim." It's telling us that Naomi said to Rus, "You don't have to worry about Boyaz leaving in the middle of the night. He's going to stay there because of that inyan of gnai lotzeis balayla." Yeah, exactly. Zoyra means that he is winnowing. Which one of the 39, one of the lametzes. Anyway, so the point of all of this is, why taka isn't there a problem of Hezek by Boyaz, because presumably this was in his own field where his own granary was. So therefore, he didn't have to worry about Mazik. Mazik if you walk in the street, but not if you're there in the garden. Anyway, continuing on. Ribavo, Omer Miachai, Verai, for another part of the Yashkim Avram, Ba Boy Kibi Achvoish Es Asoinoya, Chamoyroi, that Chamoyroi, yes, thank you. That Avram Avina got up in the morning and he took his Chamor, and this was the purpose of going to the Akedah. So why didn't he get up in the middle of the night? Because we just said now, a Talmud Chacham should not be yoytzi yichida b'layla. Rabbanu Amr Miyach, I'm another eye. It says in the Pasuk, Lech no re'ei eshloim hachech ve'eshloim hatzoy. This is Yaakov Avinu talking to Yosef, and he's saying to him, go and see the Shloim Hachecha. So Rashi, when can you see? You can't see in the middle of the night. There were no street lamps at that time. So therefore, go in the morning, don't go at night. Rabbi Miyachab, another right. Says the Pasuk, Yizrach Loi Hashemesh. That what? That it said in the Pasuk that Yizrach Loi Hashemesh. And it says Yizrach Loi Hashemesh. And now Yaakov already learned from his lesson, so to speak. And now he's going out to Akashemesh when it is shining in the morning and not at night. Ram Gamliel is about to go and make a chasen of his son that night, and therefore he and Rabbi Yeshua, at times Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were at loggerheads. Maybe this is talking about prior to that or later on. But anyway, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua are walking together in the Itlitz. Itlitz means in the meat market of Im'um. Im'um is the name of a place. Why were they in the meat market to go and buy a behema for the chasen of Bnei Yisrael Gamliel? So he asked him a kasha, says Rabbi Kiva. That the Shemesh shone for him. Now it doesn't say V'Yizrach HaShemesh. It says V'Yizrach Loi HaShemesh. V'chi Shemesh Loi Levad Zorcha V'le Kalo Elim Kuli Zorcha. Everybody in the world got the benefit of the Zrichas HaShemesh. Not just Yaakov. Why did it say Loi? Amr V'Yitzrik Shemesh Abo Bavuroi Zorcha Bavuroi. That Shemesh that went down, that set because of Yaakov Avinu, that's the same Shemesh that went and came up Aluisa Shachar also for Avram for Yaakov Avinu. What was the Shemesh above Avur? Right, Dechsev. That's a famous story. It's Yaakov Shava Yel Charana. Yaakov Avinu is going to Charan. Dechsev VaYivka B'Mokam. Now, what is the Mokam they're referring to? Says Rashi, means the Har Hamoiria in Yerushalayim, and that's where VaYivka he went and was mispalu to Rabbi Yishlalim. He davened. So now the question is, if he went to Charan, then VaYivka B'Mokam sounds like that something happened here in the middle. Kimotel Choron Omar, Yaakov Avinu Taka left Beersheba. He already arrived in Choron. There was a big sign here: "Welcome to Choron." When he got to Choron, Omar he says, "Oy oy oy! Efshevarti al Mokim Shispalu Avoyisai, v'ni lo yispalu alti. Maybe I passed the Har Maria, which is where Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu were both mispalu. Avram was mispalu Shachris, Yitzchak mispalu Mincha. Oy oy oy! And I wasn't mispalu there. I feel so bad." He now had made up his mind, I'm going to return now from Choron to Har Maria. And he had Kvitzis HaDerech. And Miyad, after he made that decision, a minute later, he's there already, there at in Yerushalayim Har Maria, he's davening, and he's being Mesakin Tfilis Marif. Katzoli, after he finished davening, now he says, okay, now I have to go back to Choron. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zebob Lebeis Maloini. This tzaddik has come to my inn, to my hotel, so to speak. The yiftabalaylina, I shouldn't invite him in. Nu kum terayin, shlof tzachos. You don't have to travel in the middle of the night. You can stay here. Miyad bo ha-shemesh, and as a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement, then the shemesh, there was a premature sunset. Ah, so since it was a premature sunset, that the sun went down prior to this man, therefore, says the Gemara, v'yizrach lo ha-shemesh, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up for it, so to speak. One time he caused the Shemesh to set prematurely, and in this case, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought up the Shemesh prematurely. That's why it says, V'Yizrach Loi HaShemesh. Nobody else was expecting the Shemesh to go up that early, because they all looked at their Maizmanim calendars to figure out exactly when can they start davening, when can they go and put on tefillin, when's Aloysius Shachar, when's Netz, they want to daven Kivasikin, and all of a sudden they say, hey, look outside, the sun is shining at 4 o'clock in the morning, how could that be? That's all because of Yaakov Avinu, that it was Zorcha for him early, because of it went down early from that other story. Okay. Zorchim Moravaita. Now, this is probably one of the most famous Rashis in Chumash. Ksiv, Vayikach Me Avnei Amokim. Ksiv, Vayikach Esa Evan. Here, Yaakov Avinu is now going to rest near Bahamiriya. Says he took Me Avnei Amokim from the stones, which is a Lashon Rabim. And then it says he took one stone. Make up your mind. Did he take many stones? Did he take one stone? Amr of Yitzchak, Malamishin, Sapsu, Kolois, and Avonim, the Mokim Echad, all the Avonim came together, Chol Achas, Viachas, and Meris, only Aniach Tzadik Ze Roishai. I would like to have the Schis, the Skula, that the grace of Tzadik Yaakov Avinu should put his head on me and not on the other stuff. Tana, as a result, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? The Kulin Nivlu Ba'achas, he fused and merged all together, all the stuff. So initially with Takim, Me'avnei Amokim. But when they all saw, this is Yaakov Avinu, they all, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes, and they all became Eben Achas. Yikach Eso Eben. One Eben. There's a famous Kasha of the Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim said, that was the first Ger Rebbe. He said, how does that help? After all, it's a much larger stone now. Yankovina's head is not as large as the whole stone, so he's only going to go and put it on the north side, or on the west side, or on the east side of the stone. So how come the other sides are not going to start screaming, hey, Allah Yaniach Tzadik is Rosh, Allah Yaniach Tzadik is Rosh.
Part of a group.
So says the Chiddush. When you have separate stones, then you have kinah v'sinah. But once you're all merged as one, then there's no longer kinah, because we're all together in this. If you have the schus to go and shake the hand of a grois tzaddik, a grois erel chayid, would the left hand get angry and say, how come it's always the right hand that shakes? How come Kodesh Baruch Hu never allows my hand to shake? The right hand and the left hand are going to go and quarrel over who's going to shake the hand of the tzaddik. It's all one body. So therefore, it all becomes one. And therefore, says Chiddush HaRim, the same thing applies. Yes, same thing applies to Klal Yisrael as well. If every Yochid in Klal Yisrael feels that they are individuals, toitnish. But if we feel that we're all together, ba'achtos, echad,
one circle,
exactly, then that's a lachos. Our good friend Moshe Chaim reminds me of the famous word of the Bnei Yisachar. As you know, yesterday was Chamisha Usa Ba'av. The Gemara in Masechtas Tanis gives six reasons why Yom Tov Yisrael Chamisha Usa Ba'av. However, the Bnei Yisachar gives two other reasons, and the second reason is, of course, Al Derech Drush. But it's a beautiful reason, and that is, what's Chamisha Usa Ba'av? Not the 15th day of the Chodesh Av, but it's the 15th day of the Aleph Day. What's the 15th letter of the Aleph Day? Says the Bnei Yisachar. Yud, of course, is 10. Chav is 11. Lamed is 12. Mem is 13. Nun is 14. Samach is 15. Samach is the most beautiful letter in the alphabet. Why is it the most beautiful letter? Because it's a circle. Normally, if you go into somebody's house, you go into an office, you see somebody sitting at the head of the table. Person at the head of the table is either the Balbus, the host, the Groyser Knacker, the Rebbe, the Ruv, the Askin, whoever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on the side, and I feel like I'm secondary to that Grois HaMensch. However, if you have everybody sitting in a circle, then there's no Oyben Unen, there's no Roish to the table, there's no Zonov to the table, we're all in it together as one. That's why the Gemara ends with Sechtes Tanis. Usidikish Baruch Hilas is Mukhoi Letzadikim. What's a Mukhoi? Mukhoi means a circle. What is a circle? What's so important? A circle rather than a square, or rather than a rectangle? Because when we're all together as one in a circle, that's a Havis Yisrael, and that's what we're talking about here, that the stones all merge together. Shkoyach Moshe Chaim for reminding me. And we continue on. Vayachaloi, b'nei sulam mutzav arzah.
Yeah, but there's some in the Israeli diaspora.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That was a question.
What's your question, Bill? I don't understand what you're saying. Can somebody repeat that?
What?
It's fuzzy.
No, forget it. Wait a minute, is this Samach what?
No, it's 14, Samach is 15. It's okay, no problem. I'm sorry, Nochmul?
Proceed, please.
Proceed, okay, so we're going to proceed. Good. Zokti moravait vayachlo minei sulam utav arzav, roishu bagia shemoyma. Tana, kama rochbe shel sulam. How wide was this ladder? Shmoinas alofim parsoi. 8,000 parsa. How? Dechsev. Vini malach alekim oilim v'yordim bay. Oilim by definition is shnayim. It's two malachim. Yordim is shnayim. V'chi pogu b'hadi adodi. We're not talking about that first one set of malachim went up, and then they made room for the other malachim to come down. We're talking about simultaneously. In other words, there's two-way traffic over here. Therefore, if you're adding all the four together at once, have so you have four malachim standing next to each other. Malach it says in the pusik, that means his body, kisarshish. Rashi says, sarshish is the name of a yam. Yamatarshish. Ugmiri, the tarshish. Yamatarshish was trey alpi parsi hava, was 2,000 parsois in its width or its length. And therefore, if you have now four malachim, and each one, kviyosei, is like the tarshish, so it's 4 times 2,000 parsa. It's 8,000 parsa wide. If you're wondering how much that is a huge amount, Rabbi Sai. How huge is a huge amount? Every parsa, as you know, has in it 4 mil. Every mil has 2,000. Ariel, we're going to miss you for the rest of the daf. It's great to having you until now. Anyway, every parsa is 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. So therefore, every parsa, therefore, is 8,000 amas. If you're thinking 8,000 amas, how much is that? So that's roughly, kunin chazoinish, that's 16,000 feet. 16,000 feet is a little bit more than 3 miles, because each mile is 5,280. So it's 3 miles. So now that's one parsa. And so one parsa is 3 miles. Now you're talking about 8,000, we're talking about 24,000 miles wide. It's more than the whole land. So therefore you have to say, obviously, that this is more Kabbalistic than realistic.
Actually, yeah, Bill makes a good point. It's the circumference of the Earth, 24,000 miles. Because every 1,000 miles is one time zone, typically.
Okay.
So it's actually very astronomical. It's not Kabbalistic.
Okay.
24,000 miles.
I accept that. I'm asking. Tana, oyulim umisaklim adyukle shlomach. Okay, so let's talk about the next shikla zikha Kabbalistic. The next shikla zikha Kabbalistic. Tana, oyulim umisaklim adyukle shlomach, the yardim umisaklim adyukle shlomach. What were the malachim doing, oyulim the yardim boy? The malachim would go and look all the way on Dukin Shomala. Dukin Shomala says, Rashi is referring to the Kisei HaKavoy, where the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol sits. And as we know, the Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that it had four demusim, four figures on the four sides of the Kisei HaKavoy. And one of the four was that of an Adam. That being that it's an Adam, which Adam was that? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it had four diuknois, and one of them was at an Adam. So they looked up the stairs in the Shemai. Then the Yarden, they went downstairs from the Kisei Kavod, and they looked at Yaakov Avinu, and they said, oh, that is the Adam on top there in the Kisei Kavod. That was Yaakov Avinu. Wow. There's when Yaakov Avinu was dreaming, and he woke up, he said, Ochen yesh shem makom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodati. Ochen yesh shem makom hazeh, v'anoichi, but he didn't know about anoichi. So there's a word, I think, from Shamshon Astropola.
Oh,
he says, I knew Ochen, but I didn't know anoichi. Anoichi lo yodati. So what's meant is anoichi lo yodati? Ochen yesh shem makom hazeh, but I didn't know anoichi. That the Kisei HaKavod has on it four sides. So one of them is an Aryeh. Aleph stands for Aryeh. The Nun stands for Nesher. The Chof stands for Kruv. And then those three I knew. I knew that there are three over there on top of the Kisei Kavod. I knew about the Aryeh, and I knew about the Nesher, and I knew about the Kruv. That's Ochein. Aleph, Chof, Nun. Okay, in the reverse order. Right? Aryeh, and then Kruv, and Nesher. But Anoichi, that Yaakov Avinu, me, Yaakov, this Lo Yadoki, that I didn't know. But now, Vayachlem, I slept over here in this Mokoyim. I went, all my chalomis, my mind went all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, and I saw over there, there's not just Ochein, but there's a Yud, Yaakov Avinu is also there on the Kisei HaKavod. So this is what the Malachim saw, Yaakov Avinu. As a result, both the Sekunei, they want to come and Chas V'Shalom put him to Sakana, because there's not only kinna v'sina among human beings, but even among Malachim. The Malachim say, why should Yaakov Avinu's picture of Tbus be on the Kisei HaKavod? Why not mine? I'd want my picture to be there too. As a result, immediately a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel stood there to protect him, Shmira, against all of these terrorists, against these malachim. Amr Pshimim, Min Lakish, Moli, Mikra Kosim, if it wasn't for a Pasik, Yav Shalom Amrei. We wouldn't even be able to say it. Ki Onim Shemeinif Al Benoi. You have a person whose son has been exposed to the sun. The son, S-O-N, has been exposed to the son, S-U-N, and Chas V'Shalom, he's worried he's going to get heat exposure. So what does he do? He takes a fan, and he starts fanning him to cool him off. So, same thing, he saw that, unfortunately, Yaakov Avinu was in trouble here for the Malachim, so he stood there, Shmira, he kind of fanned him to make sure to cool off the situation, so that Malachim should not go and do any pikuach nefesh, any sakana to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov Avinu, what you're lying on will belong to you and all of your daughters. What's the chiddush? Of course. Not of course, but the point is, four amis. How much is four amis? The chiddush, right? The person's lying down on the ground. Anything underneath you belongs to Klal Yisrael for all generations. What's the Mayrubus say? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu went and took the whole Eretz Yisrael, he was makapal it, he folded it, and therefore Yaakov Avinu is now lying not on just his four amis, but he's lying on the whole Eretz Yisrael. He says, all that land that you are lying on, l'chot neno ule zarech.
Easy to conquer, like four armies.
You like four armies? Yeah, very good. Everything okay? Weiter, yeah, so good. So we're continuing on. Says the Malach to Yankavina. Shalcheni, let go of me. Ola Shachar, I want to get out of here. Amaloi. So now Yankavina says, what are you running away? Because Ola Shachar, Ganavata, are you a thief? Or Kabustasata? Rashi's Kabusta means a kidnapper. Shemisyori Menashachar, you're worried that the police are going to go and grab you. And that's why you want to run quickly to Ola Shachar. Amaloi, no. Malach, ani. Ich ben a Malach. From the day that I was born, today is my appointment to go and say Shira upstairs in Shemayim. I can't miss my appointment. I got to run up very, very quickly. The obvious question is, Vus Bing today, of all days, presumably this Malach has been around for a while. Bing today, he has to go and say Shira, and that's the day that he's fighting with Yankavina. What's going on? So it says, Reb Elia Dessler says in Michtam Eliyui, that the reason why, he says, every malach was created for a particular tachlis, something that he is supposed to accomplish on this world. This malach, his tachlis was to try to challenge Yaakov Avinu, and through that challenge, allow Yaakov Avinu to go and be miskaber on the sorry show, Esav, on this malach. And eventually he was, because although he caused damage, the sorry show, Esav caused damage to Yaakov Avinu, but Yaakov Avinu was holding on to him, and he says, I want you to give me a brucha, etc., etc. And he wasn't able to free himself. He says, let me go, Ki'ol HaShachar. So he said, now I accomplished my mission. My mission was to act like the Satan, to go and cause tzaris for Yaakov Avinu. I completed my mission, because I made him tzaris. And Baruch Hashem, Yaakov Avinu was miskaber on me. Now it's time for me to go in Jeshira, because I accomplished my mission in life. So he said, Nechtam Eliyahu. Continuing on, Messiah later of Chanan, Daf Tzadik Aleph and Mebayz and Chilu. Messiah later of Chanan, the Amarav, the Amarav Chanan, Amarav. Sholish Kitois Shel Malachi Shoris Eim Ashira B'Chol Yain. Every single day you have a kat. Kat means a group of Malachim saying Shira that day. Achaz Emeres Kodesh V'Achaz Emeres Kodesh V'Achaz Emeres Kodesh Hashem Tzvokos. And of course, all three together, you have Kodesh 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 Hashem Tzvokos. So, what's the raya from this? The raya from this is that you didn't have every single malach saying Shira every single day, but rather Sholosh Kita said every day, and therefore, and the next day another Sholosh Kita, and another Shkolish Sholosh Kitas, and this malach, the Sori Shalazer says, now it's I'm going to be one of the Sholosh Kitas today. Meisvei Frank Dimara, you're telling me that the third malach said Kodosh Hashem Tzvokos. That's a problem. What's the problem? Meisvei Chavim Yisrael VeKodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Malach Yisharis. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael more than the Malachim. Yisrael, I'm Shira B'chol Shah. Yisrael can go and say Shira any day of the day, any minute of the day. You have all of those, particularly among the women, but even among men, that they go and say Shira. They go and say a special tefillah Shira. You can say Shira anytime you want, 24 hours a day. Malach Yisharis, I'm Shira Alapam Achas B'yoyim. The Malachim only have one appointment every day to say Shira. The Amilah others say not every day. Pamachas b'Shabbos once a week. The Amilah Pamachas b'Chodesh once a month. The Amilah Pamachas b'Shana once a year. The Amilah Pamachas b'Shvua every 7 years. The Amilah Pamachas b'Yoyva once every 50 years. The Amilah Pamachas b'Oilim. So a Malach that wants to go and say Shira, he can't just go and say, "Oh, Shira time. Let me open a siddur, Oz Yosher Moshe, or whatever Shira that they say." But rather, according to that fast, the last of the Amilah once in their lifetime. Anyway, so that's one chavivis of Yisrael over the malach. But now we're getting to the key of our kasha. The Yisrael maskinas Hashem achashtei tevois. When we want to go and be maskin Hashem of Rabbeinu Shalom, we say it after two words, Shnei Shtei in the Pusik, Shema Yisrael Hashem Malakeni Hashem Echad. So we say Hashem's name right after Shema Yisrael. Those are two words. Amalach Yisrael maskinas Hashem alachar kibul tevois. After three words. Kirasiv Kodesh 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 Hashem Tzvokos. After three words. They have to wait for us to go and say our shira first, and then they can go and say their shira afterwards. This is a pasuk, I believe, in Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, or Eiv, where it says over here that first the koich ve'boiker. Rashi says koich ve'boiker is referring to Klal Yisrael because we are moshel lekoichovim. After we go and are miyached and say shira to Hashem, then only after that v'yiru kol b'nei alekim, then the malachim they can go and say v'yiru, they can go and say their shira. Anyway,
it's
a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is that we said before that the third kat of Maluchim say, Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos. So they're saying Hashem Tzvokos after one word of Kadosh. And you said now in this price that they can only say it after three words, Kadosh, 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 and Klai Yisrael's after two words. But I see from the Gemara said before that even after one word. Ella says, I'm going to make a small change. Achas Emeres Kadosh, V'Achas Emeres Kadosh, Kadosh, V'Achas Emeres Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. Not like we said initially, the first one says Kadosh, second one says Kadosh, third cut says Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos. No, no. Each one repeated what the first one had said. First one said Kadosh, the second one said Kadosh twice, the third one said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos. So you're telling me that by the Malachim they can only say it after three words. Aivo Ika, Baruch Shem Kvoid Hashem Malchus Lam Lam. So, Yabiyazoy, so you have over here after two words. So why are you saying only after three words? Baruch Kvoid Hashem. I'm sorry, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Nim Koimai. After we say Kodesh Kodesh Hashem Tzvokos, then we say Voifanim B'chayisa Kodesh B'rashkol M'snasim Masarafim L'masim Mishabchum B'yoymerim Baruch Kvoid. So it's Voifanim. The Voifanim are not the standard Malachim. This is a higher Madrega of Malachim. Upstairs in Shema you have Malachim, and then you have higher than that you have the Voifanim.
The
regular Malachim can only say Hashem's name after three times, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Once you graduate Malach school, and now you become Oifen, you go and get a master's or a doctorate, and doctorate, so then you can go up,
two.
And even after two, Baruch Kvoid, Hashem, Mimkayim.
Sure.
Meaning that initially, you could not go and say Hashem's name, the Malachim, until after three. But once they mention the name after three, then they already have the heter to go and say it after two, after Baruch Kvoid. See Rashi's second line? Yisyaiv Rishusa Lad Kurei Liheja. Normally, on the surface, you could not go and say it after two. You have to wait until after three Tevis. But once you said it after three Tevis, you already uttered Hashem's name after three. The Kodesh Baruch says, okay, now you can say it after two as well. We'll stop over here, Abba Yisai, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabbah Zayyuzah.